Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got a treat for you. Now, everyone knows I'm a professor at Beulah Heights University, one of the greatest colleges on the planet. Period. Just voted one of the best, absolutely, the best college for the value in the state of Georgia. Just got voted that not too long ago. Registration happening right now. Many of you go to the college because I see you. Thankful to have you there. Now, Dr. Rodney Jackson, Associate Dean and Chair of the Leadership and Business Departments at Beulah Heights University, my direct chair in the building. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful. Good to be here with the realest man on the radio.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. I also have Dr. Brian Keith Hodges, who's chair of the Department of Religious Studies at Beulah Heights University. How are you, Dr. Hodges?
Fantastic, man. Thank you for having us.
It's great to have such intellects on the show. You know, I play one on radio.
No, you're one in real life.
Man, Beulah Heights University, for those who may not know, represents not only longevity. We're talking about over 100 years of continual operation.
Exactly.
But some of the most remarkable scholars, academic scholars, and pragmatic leaders come on that campus year-round. So let's talk about the history of Beulah and what it actually does for those matriculating there and those who would like to attend.
So what's interesting about Beulah Heights University is Beulah Heights University is and continues to be an institution that is vision-oriented. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was birthed out of an incredible vision to send missionaries around the world to fulfill the Great Commission. Paul and Hetty Barth left the Azusa Street Revival, came back home to Atlanta, sensing a deep and substantive call from God to really do something to impact and affect the world. Now, this is indeed and in fact Christianity, but it's more than that. It is evangelism.
Yes.
It is growing the name of God in the world by their intentional actions. And 100 years later, we're still doing it.
100 years later.
And it evolved to the point that now it's all about training relevant Christian leaders for ministry and marketplace. Not just for the church, but being able to go out into the world and have an impact.
That's right. One of the most remarkable dynamics that I found at Beulah Heights University is the diversity itself. Not only diversity in the student population, but diversity in the faculty, diversity in the curriculum. Because not only can you get your religious studies degree, your divinity degree, you can also get your leadership studies degree. You can also get your business degree. Beulah Heights University is fully accredited. That's the first question people ask when they inbox me. Is it accredited? Yeah, it's fully accredited. It's so accredited that it has two national accreditations.
Exactly.
Two national accreditations. And you can obviously qualify for financial aid, VA benefits, all of the stuff that comes with the accreditation standard. But what else makes Beulah special, Dr. Jackson?
I think, you know, Beulah's focus is on a scholar practitioner.
Yeah.
Not someone just getting a scholarship, but being able to go out into the world and practice it. And that's the reason we have so many great professors such as yourself that bring that practical application side of it to the classroom.
Which was my whole desire to be back at Beulah. Of course, I'm a product of BHU.
Yep.
Got my AA and my BA there, and I immediately thought after leaving Beulah, because at the time we did not offer graduate programs, I wanted to bridge the wide chasm between the academy and the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I thought about it, the more I realized I had to become a catalyst agent for that, which is why I came to Beulah. I came to not just stand in the classroom and lecture, but each week I stand in the pulpit, and for the last 26 years of my life, all of my adult life really, I've been somebody's senior pastor.
Yeah.
And I've undergirded the ministry that I do in the church with what I learned in the academy,
right,
and the ministry to which I do in the academy with what I have learned in the church. And it's a wonderful hybrid that I think prepares people for ministry and marketplace in a way that other institutions may not be able to.
Absolutely.
And one thing that Beulah does is that it teaches you how to lead from the inside out.
Yeah.
And that's so important, because when you're out there, you need to have inspiration to keep doing what you're doing. And Beulah makes sure you have a firm foundation in your faith.
There was a sister who's a listener here, but she's in the MBA program, and I ran into her last semester. And she said, "Dr. Richie, I am so thankful for this college." And it was almost as if she could not get the words out. She said, "I just can't. I'm so thankful." She could not articulate how great the experience has been for her. What else you will find at Beulah is this very supportive and encouraging atmosphere. You don't get that everywhere, but that's about leadership.
Exactly.
Leadership must be nurtured. There's a question I ask my students on the first day, and I kind of got this from you, Dr. Jackson. Is leadership, are you born a leader, or are you developed into a leader? You know, everybody tries to answer the question, where you're born, you develop, and people have different opinions about it. Some people utilize scripture to back up where they stand. Some people utilize life experiences to back up their stance. And my answer is, it really doesn't matter, because all leadership must be nurtured.
Exactly. You know, and the heart of leadership is about self-development, understanding who you are and what you bring to the table. Because you can't be an effective leader if you don't know yourself.
That's right.
So it's, and I agree with you. It really doesn't matter. We can argue that point all day, but at the end of the day, it's about self-development.
Yeah, I agree. I think that one of the things that came to mind as you were speaking a moment ago was the fact that BHU is not in the business to compete with other institutions. Mm-hmm. We take our time to invest in our people.
Right.
We take our time to build not just relationships and partnerships. We take our time to help build people who go out and help transform the world in business,
exactly,
in leadership, and in the faith community. And I think that's a little bit different. Beulah's not going to have 5,000 commercials and billboards everywhere, but one at a time, we're going to be invested in individuals. We're going to be right there, present with them every step of the way.
If you want a high-quality education that's affordable and practical to the workplace, to the current workplace, and reputable, I have my MBA. I got my MBA from Beulah Heights University, okay? I'm 10 months away from finishing my doctorate of education at Clark Atlanta University. I'm thankful for the foundation that Beulah has laid for me, not only in my own academic journey, but in my ability to be a professor in the classroom. This has been the most remarkable new thing in my life, period. I would like for you to take that journey with us. I would love for you to take that journey with all of us at Beulah Heights University. We are a family, and we treat you like family. One of the things you can do right now, because we got registration happening, but
exactly, yeah,
we're close to the end.
Exactly.
All right.
But it's still got time.
You still got time.
Especially your listeners.
Right, right. We'll get it. I tell you something.
Stick the foot in the door.
Right. When you say that you are a listener of this show, they going to get you in, because they don't want you calling me trying to figure out why they're not in here. How can they, if they want to do that now, how can they do so?
Well, just simply come by the college today. We're open today, tomorrow, as well as on Monday. So if they just come by, we will get them in.
Or go right to the website, Beulah.edu, or call the school, 404-627-2681, 404-627-2681. Our staff and our faculty are on high alert, because we want this to be the absolute best semester Beulah Heights has ever seen. In the words of our president, Dr. Benson Karanja, Beulah is experiencing a tremendous upswing.
Yes.
And we want to sustain that momentum by bringing people to the college, bringing people to the university that are really serious about what they want to do in life, in ministry, in business, and then to partner with them to help them get through. It is, in my opinion, one of the best, most catalytic institutions that has ever been on the face of the academic landscape.
Let's get the number again, Dr. Hodges.
404-627-2681. And we have an 800 number, 888-777-BHBC.
And on the other side of the break, let's talk about the flexibility of the class schedule.
Okay.
Because not only do we have an adult learner focused class schedule, you can also go online, completely online, for some of the degree programs. So we'll talk about that. And remember, Beulah Heights University was voted as the most affordable and quality higher education institution in the state of Georgia. In the state of Georgia. We got more on the other side. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I'm just giving some respect to Tip. That's all. I'm just giving some respect to Tip, man. Come on. That's an Atlanta favorite, man.
He was laying it down.
In the building, I have Dr. Rodney Jackson, Associate Dean and Chair of Leadership and Business at Beulah Heights University. Also, Dr. Brian Keith Hodges, Chair for the Department of Religious Studies at BHU as well. The degrees that are offered, let me do a rundown because it's a lot. You can get an associate's in leadership or business. You can get a bachelor's in leadership or business, a master's in leadership, an MBA, a PhD in leadership. You can also get a coaching certification, leadership succession, nonprofit certification. These are dynamics offered at the institution.
Now we need to turn that coin on the other side.
Okay.
Dr. Jackson only put a coin on one side.
Okay, what else we got?
We need to turn that coin on.
Well, you know, we got the world's greatest theologian.
That's right.
In the world. That's
right. Dr. Hodges, man, I say, man, you are a heavy theologian, brother.
Thank you, my brother.
And he got the voice to go with it.
All day.
So the religious studies side, we offer an AA and a BA in religious studies or biblical education. We also offer a Master of Arts in Religious Studies, a Master of Divinity. You have multiple concentrations and a Doctor of Ministry as well.
Beautiful.
And also put on the leadership side, we have leadership talks.
That's right. That's right. That was the trump card
No, that's on both sides. Since we had Jamal Bryant, that's on both sides.
That's true. We did have Jamal. Man, I heard, and we had Pastor Jamal Bryant. When he first came to New Birth, we were able to get him at a leadership talks. Our last leadership talks, we had Dr. Yusuf Salam,
yes,
one of the members of the Exonerated Five. What a riveting discussion. Transparent, thoughtful, practical, just a remarkable opportunity for not only students, but the community at large to learn about leadership in these various capacities.
Absolutely.
And we have to say something about Dr. Benson Karanja.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Who is our president.
Yes.
Who challenged us to be innovative,
yes,
to step outside the paradigm in delivering the educational content that can transform the world.
That's right.
He's a great leader, visionary, and under his leadership, we're global.
Yes.
Dr. Karanja is interesting for a number of reasons, and I celebrate who he is. But one of the things that I'm so impressed about Dr. Karanja is this. Dr. Karanja started as a student. He left Kenya as a businessman.
Right.
He came to Atlanta to go to Beulah Heights, and he started as a janitor.
Yep.
He started as a cook. He became our librarian. He was a professor. He was over financial aid. He was our executive vice president and then ultimately became the president. He is a true testimony of what the great merge of leadership and business and religious studies brings. He is a great example. He's almost a perfect hybrid of those two academic platforms merging. And today, still one of the greatest motivators, encouragers, inspirations, and leaders of an institution, and stayed faithful 30 years plus at BHU.
He's not only a remarkable person, but he has this tremendous story. If you do not know who Dr. Karanja is, here's what you can do. You can Google the name Dr. Karanja, K-A-R-A-N-J-A.
Correct.
You can Google Dr. Karanja and Rolling Out. Google that together because Rolling Out magazine did a full interview and highlighted this very unique and very, very pragmatic leader. Look at that article. It was written by Mo Barnes when I first got the commission to be a professor there. And when I was told about this story, Dr. Hodges and Dr. Jackson, I said, what? Wow. Wow. One of the other dynamics that I must share is that I had, before I became a professor, I remember having lunch with Dr. K and Peter. And we had lunch. It was a few weeks after we did something on radio together. And it was at that time when a discussion was mentioned about me doing something with the institution, which I was open to do. That's when I met with Dr. Jackson and Peter. It was actually after the Juneteenth parade.
Exactly.
Right? Right? And we met over at Pascal's. You remember that, Dr. Jackson?
Exactly. I said, who is this guy?
And I was so excited by the prospect of becoming a professor because I'm a teacher at heart. Mm-hmm. And this was a way to formalize that into an academic study. And I believed I could be good at it. And you all gave me that chance. But it started organically through Dr. K seeing something, him handing it off to Peter, Peter connecting with you, Dr. Jackson, and then the rest is history.
Exactly. And one of the things, Rashad, Dr. Ritchie, is that you brought a heart and a willingness to do whatever it took to get you to this place.
Yes, sir.
So there's a backstory, and I want the radio audience to know that, you know, you did exactly what I asked you to do.
Yes.
And you just took it to a whole nother level.
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, the other side of you, maybe, I don't know if I should say this, we may have to edit this
say
out,
it, brother.
The other side of you is you have this incredible humility when you approach the classroom. You're not approaching students with this hardline approach to, you got to get where I'm at. I'm the big dog. You come and you understand their plight. You understand where they are. And you want to help usher them to a vision for better. And many of them leave class feeling challenged, feeling inspired, feeling motivated. Did you stay after to shake hands and to talk? Well, I got a question. You say, shoot, go right ahead.
Yes.
And you give them that space. No busier man who could really just say, hey, I'm going to do my lecture and let my TA finish. And you stay and you help them. That's humility. That's professionalism.
Wow.
That's the kind of decorum that Beulah Heights puts forth every single day.
And that's what I'm taught there.
Absolutely.
That's the leadership there. That's you guys teaching people like me every day how to do this the right way. Class schedule, you can have a full load and still go to school once a week.
Exactly.
That's how it is set up. It is set up with your schedule in mind.
Beulah is so interesting in that you have multiple platforms
where
education and content is delivered. And one is online.
Yes.
The other is on campus. We also have other extension sites, Marietta, Columbus, Albany, Chattanooga, now Gwinnett. We have international sites. Beulah refuses to allow there to be one single person in the world that cannot be touched or impacted or affected by what we provide.
And we totally embrace our global leadership.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, Japan, Congo,
Belgium.
Belgium, Kenya.
Brazil. We got a lot of Brazilian students,
so,
too.
So, you know, also we, you know, one of our marquee program is our ESL program.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So that's a phenomenal program for anyone coming from another country to America. So it's a great program to help empower people.
And the Asian studies, just humongous.
Yeah. I know, right?
If you were to spin Beulah around, there's not a place at Beulah where you're not going to see diversity personified and you're not going to see an opportunity for you to get in.
We live in a global market now.
Absolutely.
There is no such thing as a localized market anymore.
Absolutely.
If you want to do anything in business, if you want to do anything in leadership, anything in ministry, you must understand everything through a global context. That's what Beulah Heights University grants every single student who was there. Here's what I want you to do. Not only is it fully accredited, it is named now as the greatest value for college education. Top online degree in this state, ranked amongst one of the absolute most valuable degrees you can get for the price. Okay? I need you to do me a favor. We have a few days left in registration. I will be teaching coming up very soon, in a week or two.
Exactly.
I'm back in the classroom. But here's what I need you to do. There's no cost to make the phone call.
None.
There's no cost to submit the information. And if you already have credits, Beulah Heights University can assess those credits so that they can get you into a degree completion track to go ahead and get a full degree under your belt. All right. It's something about just saying, I finished a degree. If it's an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, whatever it may be, you can get that done. And you can get that done by starting with a phone call now. Let me give you the number, 404-627-2681. That's 404-627-2681. Don't let the moment pass. Don't let the moment slip by. This is a world of bias. We talk about bias on this show damn near every day. This is a world of bias. But you know what the greatest equalizer is? Higher education. In a world of bias, higher education becomes a great equalizer to your economic and social success.
Absolutely.
One of the things I used to say, go to school to get an education to get a job. Now you need to go to school, get an education to understand this context
That's
that we're
right.
living in.
That's right. That's right. Very well said.
I agree. I agree. And I think the moment you start to pursue a degree, you start experiencing the power that comes from intentionality.
Absolutely.
The liberating, the exhilarating, the inspirational power that comes that you took your destiny into your hands, and whatever's going to happen, you'll have the power to make the changes.
Call my folks, man. You know, we got Jeff and Destiny and Gina and everybody at the school right now. So call them. These are real people. We're not talking about operators. They're going to some call center's going to call you back. Man, these are folks that when you call, you're going to see as soon as exactly. you come to the college. So call them 404-627-2681. 404-627-2681. We have all of these degree programs ranging from associates to doctoral, a great place to be. And I'm telling you, the degrees are reputable. I talked to one guy who hired a few students after a political campaign. And he said to me, he said, Rashad, one thing I know about a student who comes from Bueller, they not only have what they need for business education-wise, but they have moral education. I trust them. I can trust them. There's something to be said about learning how to do this and do it the right way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the things that we espouse is that to have a Christian worldview means that three things are going to be happening simultaneously, that we're going to live, we're going to think, and we're going to act in biblical ways.
That's right.
And I think until the world has embraced a sense of high moral value and trajectory, they're going to miss out on a whole lot.
And on the leadership side, you want leaders that's going to do the right thing.
That's right.
And not crumble to the
That's right. That's why
moment.
Employers care. Yeah. Employers care about that. Yes. They care about that. And that's why these degrees are so reputable in the marketplace. Make sure you call now 404-627-2681. 404-627-2681. Thank you, Docs. I appreciate you both,
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you, man.
All right. Realest Man on Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.